If you listen closely, you can almost hear the echoes of laughter coming from the big house on the corner of Bull Street and Oglethorpe Avenue. This is where it all began, the Juliet Gordon Lowe birthplace, the home of the woman who started the Girl Scouts. Juliet McGill, Kinsey Gordon, or Daisy, as everyone called her, was born here on October 31, 1860. She grew up in this very house, exploring its long hallways, daydreaming on the staircases, and filling the rooms with art, music, and ideas. Even as a child, Daisy was full of imagination. She loved animals, drawing, and helping others. She believed that being kind, creative, and curious were some of the most important things you could ever be. This home has a long history. It was built in 1821 by Judge James Moore Wayne in the federal style. Think tall windows. In 1831, Daisy's grandparents bought it, and it soon became the heart of the Gordon family. By the time Daisy was born, the Civil War was beginning, and life in Savannah was changing fast. Still, inside these walls, Daisy's childhood was filled with family stories, art lessons, and dreams about doing something meaningful with her life. When she grew up, Daisy spent time in both Savannah and England. She married William McKay Lowe in this very house in 1886. The wedding reception filled the parlor with flowers, laughter, and music. But her marriage wasn't a happy one, and by the time her husband passed away, Daisy was ready to start over. She wanted to make her life count for something good. Then one day, everything changed. While in England, Daisy met Sir Robert Baden-Powell, the founder of the Boy Scouts. His stories about scouting sparked something inside her. She realized that girls deserved the same chances to explore, to learn, to help others, and to discover their strength. So when she came home to Savannah, she made a phone call that would change the world. She called her cousin and said, "Come right over. I've got something for the girls of Savannah, and all of America, and all the world. And we're going to start it tonight." And she meant it. On March 12th, 1912, right here in Savannah, Daisy gathered 18 girls to start the very first Girl Scout troop. She encouraged them to camp, to hike, to serve their communities, and to try new things. She taught them that courage, confidence, and character could take you anywhere. Daisy gave everything she had to the Girl Scouts, her time, her energy, even her jewelry, to help fund the organization. She believed that every girl, no matter who she was or where she came from, deserved a place to belong and a chance to lead. And because of that belief, Girl Scouts grew quickly, first across Savannah, then across the nation, and soon, across the world. After Daisy passed away in 1927, her home slowly began to age. By the 1950s, it had fallen into disrepair, but Girl Scouts everywhere refused to let it be lost. In 1953, the Girl Scouts of the USA bought the house to save it. Girls all over the country raised money in a campaign called Dollars for Daisy. They held bake sales, car washes, and collected pennies, anything to help. Thanks to their efforts, the house was beautifully restored and opened as a museum and program center in 1956. Today, the Juliet Gordon Lowe birthplace is more than just a museum. It's a symbol. Every year, Girl Scouts from around the world walk through these rooms. They see where Daisy grew up, where she dreamed, and where she began something extraordinary. You can still feel her spirit here. The same spark that inspired her to believe girls could do anything. So as you stand here, remember that this house isn't just part of history. It's part of your story too. Daisy started the Girl Scouts with 18 girls and one big idea, that together, girls could change the world. And more than 100 years later, you're proof that she was right.